This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Voting is underway for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts are going to polls in this phase. Nearly 79% voter turnout was recorded till reports last came in. Polling will continue till 6 this evening. Long queues can be seen in Kolkata, Howrah and the 24 Porgonas districts. Adequate security arrangements are in place to ensure peaceful voting, though there have been reports of isolated incidents including an EVM malfunction in Baranagar and a BJP polling agent been injured in Nodia. BJP demanded repoll in some booths in Falta seat in South 24 Porgonas district. Security forces dispersed gathering outside polling stations in several areas across the 7 districts under polls. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry, along with the two-phase polling in West Bengal, will be held on the 4th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 594-kilometer-long Access Control Greenfield Ganga Expressway in Hardoi district of Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said the transformative infrastructure project will boost connectivity and drive progress across Uttar Pradesh.
गंगा एक्सप्रेस वे यूपी के एक छोर को दूसरे छोर से तो जोड़ता ही है। ये एनसीआर के असीम संभावनाओं को भी करीब लाएगा। इसके किनारे नए औद्योगिक अवसर विकसित होंगे। इसके लिए हरदोई जैसे दूसरे जिलों में इंडस्ट्रियल कॉरिडोर विकसित किए जा रहे हैं। इससे हरदोई, शाहजहांपुर, उन्नाव समेत सभी 12 जनपदों में नए उद्योग आएंगे। अलग अलग सेक्टर्स जैसे फार्मा, टेक्सटाइल आदि के क्लस्टर्स विकसित होंगे। युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर भी तैयार होंगे।
Passing through 12 districts of Uttar Pradesh, the expressway will connect the western, central and eastern regions of the state through a single high-speed corridor. It is the longest expressway in the state, which will reduce travel time between Meerut and Prayagraj from nearly 12 hours to about 6 hours. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar today stated that Indian diplomacy stands ready to advance national interest and secure national goals in a volatile and turbulent world. The minister was addressing India's high commissioners, ambassadors and senior External Affairs Ministry officials at the 11 Heads of Missions Conference in New Delhi. The government today assured that domestic LPG supplies are continuing smoothly across the country without any disruption amid the evolving West Asia situation. Secretary in the Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, informed that operations at all Indian ports are normal and no reports of congestion has been reported. Union Minister of State for Railways, Ravneet Singh Bittu, announced enhanced security measures along the Eastern Dedicated Freight Corridor, EDFC, which connects Senewal in Ludhiana with Dankuni in West Bengal, including round-the-clock patrolling and deployment of drone surveillance following the recent blast near the Shambhu Rajpura rail track at Patiala in Punjab. The minister visited the blast site along with senior officials last night and reviewed the security situation along the EDFC. Later, talking to media persons, Mr. Bittu said the indications of external involvement to destabilize the region by targeting critical infrastructure such as railways. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has settled a record 8.31 crore claims during the financial year 2025-26, marking a significant rise from 6.01 crore claims processed in the previous fiscal. Heavy rain and strong winds continue to disrupt life in Mizoram. Schools in Aizawl, Sarchip and Lunglei district remain closed for the second consecutive day today as a precaution against landslides and flash floods. Officials say persistent downpours have increased the risk of mudflows and rockfalls. A light spell of rain and thunderstorms this morning brought the much-needed relief from the sweltering heat to the residents of the national capital. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department has forecast hot and humid weather conditions of isolated pockets of Odisha and North Tamil Nadu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.